always been the issue in the spiritual warfare with God. It's that simple. Somebody comes along and wants to talk to you about, oh no, you gotta do the law. Time out. Time out. How was Abraham saved? Oh, well yeah, but that was a long time ago. Time out. Scripture says that's the way I'm to do it. That's why he comes up in the book of Galatians. It's the way he did it, it's the way I'm gonna do it. So, you know, what's going on here is very important. And what's going on is that this is the way, this is the truth of the gospel. Just trust me. And that's what Abraham did. Trust me. Abraham just trusted me and I gave it to him. You want righteousness? Now we're going to start our journey tonight. You want righteousness? I want righteousness as a state of existence before God, and I want a righteous life. You got one of two ways. Let me show you the one of two ways. Let's look, first of all, turn with me to Genesis 15. Genesis 15. Okay, Genesis chapter 15, and eventually we'll be reading a lot of these things, right now we're just on a quick little journey. But verse 1, after these things, the word of the Lord. Now that is the gospel. When it says the word of the Lord here, that's the gospel. This is the good news. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision saying, do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. And Abraham said, O Lord God, what wilt thou give me since I am childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. That's the first mistake. If you remember when we studied, back in our study of Isaac, this was his first mistake, first failure, was trying to find it in the household. And Abram said, since thou hast given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir. In other words, that must be the way you meant it. Then behold, the word of the Lord, the gospel, came to him saying, this man will not be your heir, but one who shall come from your own loin, your own body. He shall be your heir. Now, get with me. He's not talking about Isaac. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Just start your thinking with me. Yes, Isaac must come first. But this is not a promise.